This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The missile that killed two people in Poland was probably fired by Ukraine's air defenses and not a Russian strike, Poland's government and NATO have said, easing global fears that the war in Ukraine could spill across the border. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The strike on Tuesday hit a Polish grain facility near Ukraine. NATO said, in the end, Moscow was still to blame for starting the war in the first place and launching the attack that triggered Ukraine's defenses. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Wednesday an investigation was ongoing.
But we have no indication that this was the result of a deliberate attack. And we have no indication that Russia is preparing offensive military actions against NATO.
NATO ambassadors were holding emergency talks to respond to the blast, which was the war's first deadly spillover onto the territory of a NATO member.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday he had no doubt that the explosion that killed two people in Poland was not caused by a Ukrainian missile.
Я навіть не сумніваюсь в доповіді вечірній.
Quote, I have no doubt that it was not our missile, he told Ukrainian media at a news conference in Kyiv. Asked about the possibility of talks with Russia, Zelensky said Russia had not made any offer of peace talks to Kyiv. Quote, they do not communicate with us. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for the African Union to be included as a permanent member of the group of 20 leading economies. The representation would allow African countries to more effectively press the G20 group to implement its pledge to help the continent to cope with climate change. This is VOA News. A Sudanese refugee camp official says at least 48 people were killed in tribal clashes in Darfur last week. It was the latest round of intercommunal violence to hit the African country. The official said on Wednesday the actual death toll could be higher in the clashes between tribesmen that erupted a week ago. The United Nations says 24 of the victims were killed on Saturday after gunmen opened fire on people trying to mediate the conflict. Meanwhile, 4 months of sporadic eruptions of tribal clashes have killed more than 350 people in Sudan's southern Blue Nile state. Kenyan troops deployed under the banner of a regional bloc have arrived in the troubled east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The soldiers flew into Goma from Nairobi on Wednesday and are part of up to 903 Kenyan troops that will be sent to the DRC. They will be joined by troops from other East African countries to help the government battle rebels that now control some territory. Heads of state agreed to the East African Community Regional Force in June. Meanwhile, at least 5 people were killed when so-called terrorist elements shot at protesters and security forces in Iran's southwestern province, state media said Wednesday, citing an unidentified official. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. A bloc of nations has drawn a line at climate-related tariffs at COP27, the worldwide climate change summit going on in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Brazil, South Africa, India, and China have voiced their opposition to plans for climate-related tariffs, such as those currently being discussed by the European Union. The EU is proposing a carbon border adjustment mechanism that would place tariffs on goods from countries whose efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are considered insufficient. The proposal's intended to prevent European manufacturers from being at a disadvantage compared to foreign rivals who don't face similar climate rules as those in the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A space capsule is hurtling toward the moon for the first time in 50 years. The spacecraft with 3 test dummies aboard launched on top of NASA's new moon rocket early Wednesday. The Florida launch brings the U.S. a big step closer to putting astronauts back on the lunar surface for the first time since the end of the Apollo program. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.